I am the way. The truth. And the life.
He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. I want you to know that I didn't invent that phrase. You heard it and read it from the Word.
Except a man be born again, Nicodemus, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Born again. Can a man enter his mother's womb the second time?
That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
The Holy Spirit has prompted me to preach perhaps a series to those who are lost, those who have not come to the light of Jesus Christ. You are not born again. You are not a true believer. And here in the third chapter of John, Jesus is talking to ruler of the Jews called Nicodemus. Nicodemus has come to him asking a question, and Jesus is explaining to him how to be born again. And he explains it very clearly. You have to be born of water. In other words, you have to be born of a human mother through the bag of water through which a child comes. And that's flesh. That which is flesh is flesh. It said, but you have to be born again in the Spirit also. And what is flesh, and what is spirit. And this ruler, Nicodemus, says, how can these things be? How can you go back into your mother's womb? And Jesus answered, said, you are a master or a teacher in Israel, and you don't know these things?
Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it will. You hear the sound of it, but you don't know whence it comes or whither it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. God so loved the world that he sent his own Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to condemn it, but that the world may be saved through him.
Jesus is trying to get through to Nicodemus by explaining, first of all, that God loved him, and that there's evidence of that God would take his own Son, put him on a cross, and heap the sins of the whole world on him as evidence of that love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the simple message to Nicodemus, and to every sinner that's ever been born, God, first of all, has offered you love. You cannot say that God didn't love you. You can't say that God didn't try to express that love to you. God said he didn't send Jesus to condemn the world. He said, I sent him not to condemn the world. Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn the world, but to save man from their sins, that they could have eternal life. You can't say that Jesus is here this morning to condemn you. He said, I am not going to condemn you. Really, when you're condemned, I'm going to show you condemn yourself. Jesus doesn't condemn you. We condemn ourselves by turning away from the light that he offers.